Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's talk some Chiefs football with Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver. He, of course, will be in Denver this afternoon on the broadcast with Mitch Holthus and Josh Klingler right here on 96.5 The Fan. And our conversation with Danan are brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. And brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Danan, good to have you on the show. Do you do anything special for the bye week? Did you go back to your player days and say, I'm getting out of town? What did you do?
Well, good to be with you guys. Yeah, it was a nice bye week. Actually, I just relaxed and rested at home and got some quality time with the wife and kids and grandkids. So it was kind of chill. Got out around town to a few of my favorite restaurants and got some good meals and just trying to prepare for this next stretch. But I am disappointed, guys.
Uh-oh.
I'm disappointed in one thing. We got the bye week, opportunity to rest. I look at the injury report. Isaiah Pacheco is the only one on the Chiefs that did not practice. And Cody is not in the building.
Thanks, Danan.
Like, we need everybody. We need everybody to be participating. We need everybody to suck it up.
Yep.
And be ready for this grind. These next mm-hmm. 8 games are most important. We are in must-win mode, and Cody's taking a day off for surgery?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I was here the next day after same surgery. I was here the next day, Dana, on that. Hey, I will say this. I'm curious. Whenever you travel to these places, because I know that you guys have a chance for Buffalo Wings there in Buffalo and all that, is there any place in Denver you want to go to, or is that a no-no? Is it just pack your lunch and bring it to Denver because you don't want to spend any money in Denver?
So, you guys know I don't eat bone-in wings, right. So I didn't really eat any wings in Buffalo.
It's ridiculous, too, Danan.
Yeah, team bone-in for boneless for life. I am boneless. Hashtag boneless for life. Denver, you guys, one of the great movies of all times, a hidden gem, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. You ever heard of that?
Yes.
It's a great movie. Great movie. Andy Garcia, yeah, great movie. So for listeners out there, the adult listeners, go watch that. Excellent movie. But to answer your question, not really. I mean, we went to a Nuggets game a few years ago. I don't have any desire to do anything outside of Denver but win. They have won the last 10 home games in a row dating back to week 6 last year. So they've been dominant at home. So I feel like this is a business trip that although I may go out to dinner with the sponsors that the Chiefs bring in, I don't feel like it's going to be very social outside of that.
Coming off a bye week, if you're a player, if you're a coach, we all know you do some self-scouting. We know the public information normally doesn't get out there about how a team is noticing tendencies. You're trying to break your own tendencies. It was the Bills a couple weeks ago. one of their players mentioning a tendency that they saw from Xavier Worthy. That's been a topic all week here. As a wide receiver, I'm assuming you probably had tendencies as a player as well. How normal is that? How easy is that to break? And how big of a deal is it?
It's very normal, guys, to have tendencies. I think in any sport, heck, in any walk of life, there's ways that you show up to work. There's ways that you show up on the court, on the field. And if you're paying attention, if you have a wily veteran or a coach that is dialed in, you can find out anything about anybody as far as their tendencies, how they break the huddle, how they line up. I was watching, I reposted the 1997 Chiefs-Broncos game with Pete Stojanovic kicking the game-winning field goal.
All right.
And I watched myself on that tape, and I was like, oh, this is a run play. Oh, that's a pass play. Oh, I'm not getting the ball. Like, I was like, I'm like, from an analyst standpoint now, what, almost 30 years later, like, you recognize, like, oh, my gosh. Like, was it that glaring? Did other teams or other players recognize some certain things? And that's where you have to be focused and disciplined as a player. And more so, if a coach finds something, the tricky part is not necessarily finding things, guys. It's having the guts to be able to dial into it and to roll the dice. I mean, people talk about Tony Romo and his abilities to call plays before they happen. Most analysts can do that. It's just having the guts to do it. It's having the guts to roll the dice and in case you're wrong. In the case of plays being tipped or players tipping plays, you have to roll the dice on whether you're wrong. If you think it's going to be a run based on somebody's alignment and then you're wrong and you get gashed, then it's your fault. So it's not so much that you can't find out things. It's just a matter of if the coaching and, more importantly, if the players are willing to roll the dice on what they study and see. But it is very normal across the landscape, and it might not happen. Here's the key. Those tendencies might not show themselves in the first drive or the first quarter. They show themselves when you start getting tired, when you start grinding, when you got that 12-play drive, and you start breathing heavy. Now all of a sudden what I saw in film becomes more prevalent, and it gets down to the minute details. I remember being coached from Bill Snyder in college, even with the Kansas City Chiefs later in my career, guys lining up at 9 yards versus lining up at 9.5. Guys right foot forward versus left foot forward. Their eyes are into the quarterback versus their eyes on me at the wide receiver position. Even in special teams and punt rushes and punt blocks and kickoff returns and reverses and all that stuff. So it's out there. It's just a matter of having the discipline and the willingness and the guts to roll the dice.
How rare is it, though, for a player, like I think it was Hairston for the Bills, to just publicly, hey, here was his tendency to say that? Like, why would you even say that publicly?
I think it's a great ploy. It's a great game within the game. If you really want to get inside the head of another player, what better way could you do that? If you want Xavier Worthy, let's say we face the Bills in the postseason, and you want Xavier Worthy to be thinking about something else besides making a big play or jet sweeps or flip passes or being in the wishbone, all the quirkiness of what we display offensively. Have him thinking a little bit about his alignment. Have him thinking a little bit about how he breaks the huddle. That little bit can be the difference between a big play being made and not being made. So I give him credit. Now, it's a rookie that said it. If you're talking about Hairston, like, that's bold. And you got to put yourself on the island, but obviously he has a lot of moxie and a lot of confidence because I think it's pretty bold. It's just another level of trash talk.
Obviously, this is a big game, 17-3 against the Broncos the previous 10 years, last decade, Danan. And I know you guys made an emphasis with Marty to beat the Raiders. Heck, Danan, you were 9-1 against the Raiders as a player. But you were 5-6.
Why'd you have to bring that one up?
Well, the one. You're actually the division because the Seahawks were in it, too. The Seahawks, you actually had more wins than anybody when you were a player, Dana. But you were 5-6 against the Broncos. When you look at the Broncos now, and, of course, the Chargers are there, too. You had a winning record in the Chargers, too, by the way. But when you look at the Broncos, is this public enemy number one for the Chiefs? And now the Raiders just aren't as viable as what they were when you were playing. How big is this rivalry, do you think, to the Chiefs? Now to the Broncos, Patrick Mahomes is 13-1 against them. Does this ring true for Denver and the hatred toward the Kansas City Chiefs? Like, how big, when you look at the hierarchy of the AFC West, is Chiefs and Broncos once again?
So I will say this. I have almost the same level of hatred for the Raiders as I do the Broncos, and here's why. You mentioned the 9-1 record. The one loss was the last game I played in my career, 1998. What? The last game of the season, we lost to the Raiders. So thanks a lot for bringing that up. The other part is the Denver Broncos. We didn't fare as well against them. The last playoff game that I played in as a player, we lost to the Denver Broncos. So thanks for bringing that up. I could say equal hatred, Bink.
It was close, Dayton,
for these guys. But, the fact remains is that we had no love for anybody else in the AFC West. Seattle was in it back then, and you felt the same way. There was definitely a heightened kind of level of anger and vitriol when you talked about the Raiders and definitely the Broncos. So I feel like these guys feel it too nowadays. They may not speak about it, but I think they feel it, and especially when you consider the last time we faced them, we didn't go out with all of our starters. We were in a great position, but they drummed us pretty good up there, and now we got an opportunity to change the tide.
We're talking to Dane and Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan. I asked you about Xavier Worthy. What about the Broncos wide receiver room? So much is focused in on their defense, obviously Bo Nix, but the wide receiver room, does it deserve more credit? Is it pretty pedestrian? What do you see from that room that I know is headlined by Cortland Sutton, but I don't think they impress a whole lot of people, at least on the fan side of things.
The one thing that jumps out to me is their size. And Cortland Sutton, as you mentioned, the first one, 6'4". Then you got Troy Franklin, 6'3". Bryant, 6'2". I mean, they're big guys. Even Marvin Mims, he's not listed very tall, but he plays bigger. So you got to consider they like to – their game plan offensively is not to put themselves in a position to make mistakes that cost their defense. So don't turn the ball over on their end of the field, so you're giving the defense short field, so the defense has, less opportunity to win. So what they've done a lot of is fade routes on the outside, slant routes from the outside, bubble screens to those big receivers. They can run the ball effectively in open space. So that's kind of their MO, crossing routes, because not only is it tough to keep up with the wide receiver on a crossing route, but if he's 6'4", it's even tougher to deal with as a corner or a safety. So they simplify the offense for Bo Nix that makes it minimal in regards to abilities to put their defense in holes. So that when you consider where they are, they lead the league with 53 punts on the season. So they've opted to say, you know what, we're going to punt the ball away to opposing offenses and roll the dice there, as opposed to rolling the dice with the efficiency and the passing of our offense and putting the weight on the shoulders of Bo Nix. That's kind of been their MO this year, and how do you argue with that when they're 8-2?
Dana, when you look at their defense, obviously that pass rush is elite, something we haven't seen in the last 35 years as far as the amount of sacks they have this far in the season. I know people are talking about Nick Benito a lot. That's fine. But Zach Allen's pretty good as well on that defensive line. He can get after the quarterback. But I'm curious, because Denver is so good in so many areas on defense, no Surtain in this game. But they did draft Jahdae Barron, the corner out of Texas. Already has an interception. I think that was a smart draft pick considering other teams in the division went running back. They go corner. But when you look at that, is there a place where the Chiefs can exploit this Denver defense, or how much of a problem can that pass rush be? Can the Chiefs actually throw against the Broncos?
I think we can. I mean, I hate to say it from one side because he's a former Hawkeye, but Riley Moss has been a guy that has been targeted a lot. T. Higgins pretty much owns him over the last 2 years, and that's just one receiver that has had success against Riley Moss. And when you consider without Patrick Surtain, the second, how will Denver line up their defense when you consider with us, Rashee Rice, on the outside? Will they employ more zone coverage? I think they'll probably employ more zone coverage and challenge us to see how confident, how comfortable we are with 12 to 14 play drives in that hostile environment and not really expose that rookie Barron or Riley Moss to potential big plays down the field. Plus, we're tough to man-to-man cover because we run so much motion and shifts, and we move guys inside and out that lining up man-to-man, you create some uncertainty from a defensive standpoint. So I feel like there's opportunity. I will say number nine, Hufanga, the safety, to me, he's a problem because he runs around. He's like a Tasmanian devil out there. Like his head, like he is everywhere, and he finishes plays. He plays through the echo of the whistle, and that has been a huge component. So although you give love to those front line guys, the front seven and Singleton being a factor, Benito obviously being the anchor, Cooper as far as a rush, those guys in the back end, they play really good complementary football, and that safety number nine, he's kind of the pulse of that defense. He plays with the intensity that contributes to their winning ways defensively. So we're going to have our hands full.
Before we let you go, Dayton, I want to ask you about something we discussed in the first segment of the show. I just thought it was interesting. There's been a lot of talk about the Chiefs, specifically, you know, in short yardage and going under the center versus being in shotgun and trying to run the ball and some of the success or lack thereof. And there was some numbers that were put out this week that the top five teams that go under center this year, Seattle, the Rams, the Lions, the Bills, the Patriots, bottom five, Saints, Bengals, Chiefs, Commanders, Falcons. Now, the Chiefs do it 11% of the time. Seattle does it 70. I am by no means saying the Chiefs need to be anywhere near 70% of the time going under center. That's just not who their quarterback is, not how their team is, etc. But do you think this team could be more effective if they went under center at least a little bit more?
Absolutely. I think in many ways, when you consider when this offense has been efficient running the ball with Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, it has been the sole eye formation, Kareem Hunt, Pacheco, 6 yards, 7 yards deep behind the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes under center. It has been kind of night and day to me as far as their efficiency and effectiveness in the run game. And then it changes the angles of the rush on the outside. When you have those outside guys in this situation, you have Nick Benito, Jonathan Cooper. If you're standing in shotgun formation, the angles and the exposure of the tackles is different than if you're under center. They have to come a little tighter to the line of scrimmage when you're under center because you still have the threat of a run play. When you're in shotgun, they can come a little wider up the field, which can expose the tackles and put them more on an island and susceptible to the speed rush from the outside. So I think that's what's great about this bye week being when it was, because the self-scouting, as you mentioned earlier, really comes into effect, where I'm sure our personnel pointed that out and we'll see maybe some minor adjustments. I don't think we'll get to the point of being 70%, like you said, but if we can increase that number closer to 40 or 50 and get in less predictable situations and not allow those outside rushers to pin their ears back because we're in shotgun and we throw the ball more from shotgun than we run, then I think that'll bode well for us.
Dayton Hughes will be listening Sunday afternoon right here on 96.5 The Fan, Chiefs Broncos. Tonight, players only, right? 6 o'clock?
No players only this week after the bye. I was on last week. I'll be back next week.
Okay.
I think you guys got some K-State action tonight. So tune in next week. We'll talk about this Donkeys win.
I love it. There you go. Thanks, Dayton.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.